Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer, here with news, information about how you can make your farm work better, some stories of some of the trips I've taken to some very nice, wonderful Jersey farms in the last week or so. I'll tell you that later on in my commentary. First, I want to start with the focus on the price of beef. This program is about agriculture. It's about the family. It's about the farm. It's about the food that you eat. And by now, many of you have heard the story, especially if you're connected to beef, and we're going to get into this a little bit more with a guest that we have in a few minutes from DX Beef. The company from Brazil, JBS, which actually supplies and controls about 20 or 25% of the world's meat, victim of a cyber attack. There are a lot of details that are still coming in as to the severity of the attack, but it's been a problem this week, and mostly it's going to be a problem for those of you who eat meat, buy it at the store or a butcher shop, wherever you go. It will immediately cause the cost of a steak in a restaurant to go up a buck or two, a hamburger at McDonald's. I stopped at a Burger King on the road to get one of their Impossible Burgers, and even the cost of that, that's $6 for fries, you know, that kind of stuff. It's nuts what's going on with the cost of food. And people are blaming the farmer, which is the most ignorant stance that one could take. It isn't the farmers at all. It's the truckers, in fact, that are causing much of the problem. It's supply and demand. But in this circumstance, it's a cyber attack. The IT systems all over the world that JBS, this huge conglomerate, is using, they control pretty much the largest slaughterhouses all around the world. They're all shut down. The shutdowns of computer systems and the plants themselves causing supply delays, pushing the price up. And as usual, the Russians are behind it. They have not, the folks at JBS have not disclosed what the ransom is. They have just talked about their broad shutdown because they are concerned about the attack, obviously, and what it could do to their business. It's the same bunch that did the attack on the pipeline, the same bunch that's going after businesses, and they're getting people to pay $4, $5, $6 million. Didn't the pipeline pay $40 million? It's crazy what's going on. And this will affect the global availability of all kinds of beef, pork, poultry, because they're now all sort of woven into the same companies. So here we go again. The Russians, and what are we doing about it? Our government is sitting with its hands in a place that you can't see them. And I guess that maybe is as descriptive as I want to be. This is disgusting. Ridiculous, in fact, that we're in this position. I had the opportunity to listen to an interview that Willie Nelson gave and a farmer named Michael Kovac. You may have heard about this. They had an interview with the Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack. It was all about farm aid, who benefits, and how the administration. There's kind of a question about what the Department of Agriculture and its personnel can do to help strengthen family farms and to invest in rural America much more so than the Trumpers did. I was surprised anybody that was a farmer voted for Trump, frankly. Most of the money went to the wrong places. You've all heard these stories about how these fraudsters ripped off the system. Anyway, back to Vilsack talking to this farmer, Michael Kovac, and Willie Nelson. The discussion brought up a lot of points of how farmers need to be helped by funds allocated by the American Rescue Plan and support for what is going on, the jobs plan. You can't find help anywhere because everybody's, you know, they're still collecting. Easier to make money or get money for not doing anything. So there's a problem pretty much in every industry, including on the farm. And so one of the questions that Vilsack asked Willie Nelson about farm aid and what it meant to him. And Willie said he grew up in a farm community down in Texas, a lot of cotton and corn. He said he worked on the fields as a youngster, baled hay, picked corn. So I know how hard the work is. And there's not a lot of money in it, that's for sure. Yep. And we've had 35 farm aid concerts, he says. I'm glad we've been able to help a lot of people with millions and millions of dollars. He credits Neil Young and John Mellencamp for helping get through the challenges. And then Vilsack asked the fellow who's the farmer, what do we need to know about COVID and the impact it's had on the supply chain from the farmer's point of view? And Michael said, his name is Michael Kovac. He said the pandemic really shined a bright spotlight on the fallibility that came along with the efficiency that we built into our food system. When one plant takes down 5% of the processing capacity for beef, making a reference to what's going on now, it's a pretty sure sign that we are putting too many of our eggs in one basket, so to speak. The Farmers, National Farmers Union, the state of the national agricultural system. There's a lot of conversation going on, he said, at the local and regional level, but the infrastructure is not being helped by the feds, and that's true. All they did was throw money at it, and we've become so dependent on the federal government with all these programs, and the farmers are not finding their way out, frankly, and it's a big problem. So anyway, I thought it was interesting, that's why I made mention of it, that these two guys had a conversation with Tom Vilsack. I don't know whether, we all know that Willie has been an advocate for a number of alternative crops, industrial hemp, the importance that brings to the market. And Willie said, with industrial hemp, we have a way to grow food, fuel, fiber, can replenish the soil, and all those things are true. So if you have, I guess what I come away with here is the idea or the fact that I'm not frustrated because I can't do it. I'm just now being able to sort of get back into it after 3 or 4 years of planning to grow hemp and having farmers grow hemp and then me processing it on my farm. But the idea that hemp is the same as cannabis is so ignorant. There's so much ignorance on the part of people in general and the folks that run government. It's just discouraging, frankly, that we have so much stuff in the way of us making progress and helping to make the farm life, the family farm life, so much more pleasant and acceptable. And so with that in mind, the American Family Farmer presents a conversation with somebody who's in the beef business. We're going to get to that in a matter of moments here on this week's American Family Farmer. Did you know MyPillow is about more than just pillows? You must have known that, right? I'm always talking about these on the various programs that I do, how fabulous the products are, made in America. They have sheets, they have towels, they have beds, mattresses, mattress toppers, and of course, they have the pillows. That's where they started. Now, adding to that, they have my slippers, which are kind of cool. I guess the point here I'm making is there are all kinds of things that are great for your sleeping, for your bedroom. The product catalog is very complete. And if you use the DJV code on checkout at the Radio Listener Special Square there, you can buy the bathrobes, for example, at 30% off. You can buy the pillows for $29.99. Normally, they're $74. So that's a 65% savings. And all those things, there are all kinds of things you can get promotionally by using the promo code DJV. So check it out. Order what you need. Get the right thing. Choose the right colors. Choose everything that's best for you. Just go online to MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Get the towels. You can get two for the price of one, two sets, 6-piece sets for the price of one right now in free shipping using the promo code DJV. That's an example at MyPillow.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I take Garlic every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic breath.
And Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving Earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. And now, during the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, all Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Get your best sleep, all night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Back to the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, with now a very introspective look, or I mean, I don't know that. I'm going to tell you perhaps that's what we got when we were done talking to Kelsey Scott, who's the owner of DX Beef. So if you go to the website, you can kind of get the story, dxbeef.com, but I want to get the story from Kelsey, who is a fourth generational tribal rancher. So let's talk about that, Kelsey. Fourth generational tribal rancher, are you on the reservation? Where are you? Where is your operation?
Well, hi there. Thanks for having me. My name is
sure.
Kelsey Scott. I am a fourth generation rancher here on the Cheyenne River Sioux Indian Reservation. I often joke, but kind of mean it, though, when I say that I'm also, you know, of the 125th generation of my family to get a chance to steward the landscape here in the Great Plains. So, yep, we raise cow-calf and stockers, and we have a direct-to-consumer grass-fed beef business here on Cheyenne River.
Who does that involve, and what does it involve? You on the Cheyenne River is probably a great place to graze, I'm going to guess, and I want to get into some of the problems that you have, but I'm more interested at the moment to talk about who it is that benefits from what you do.
If I'm doing it right, the whole world should. My goal is to continue to always enhance the land resource with every management decision we make here on the ranch. We really believe passionately in mimicking Mother Nature in our management style and figuring out the ways to work with her instead of against her. We practice a very thoughtful rotational grazing pattern and try to kind of reboot that herd instinct in our cattle so that they're impacting the ecosystem in a way that it evolved to be impacted when there was large herds of cloven-hoofed bison roaming across at a rotational period that made sense for the land resource, for the bison herd, and quite frankly, for the native peoples that were herding them across the landscape, surviving off of that protein source. So we are one of many tribal ranchers here on Cheyenne River across Indian country. There's over 80,000 American Indian farmers and ranchers who utilize their tribal land resource for the benefit of their community and are very community-centric and focused in all of the ways that they manage the resource.
All right, so a lot of buzzwords, a lot of things in there that you hear from a lot of folks. I want to drill down into some of the specifics with you, issues that may be important to you that aren't important to other folks who are trying to do the same thing. But let's get, I think in an overall general way, you've done a great job of explaining what you're all about. Again, sort of in a generic way. I want to get into the specifics and talk about stuff that isn't just sort of the things that everybody hears and they don't know what they're, you know, they don't know what they're hearing anyway. So Kelsey, hold on a second. Kelsey Scott here with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farm.
Hey everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll.
Kelsey Scott is here with us from DX Beef. You go to their website, dxbeef.com. You'll learn a lot. Are you the actual owner? Is it your family? Is it the tribe? Who actually controls what you do on the reservation or on that land?
Yeah, we are cattle ranchers here on Cheyenne River. We lease a range unit from our Cheyenne River Sioux Tribal Land Office, and that is where our ranching business exists. We also own some land that we're fortunate enough to have plug right into where our range unit is located. And that's what we call home. That's the home of DX Beef. I am the owner of DX Beef. I started the business back in 2019 and really just wanted to address the need for having access to a more local, more wholesome food product in our community. We are a USDA-defined food desert here on Cheyenne.
When you say community, are you talking about a location or are you using the word generically to talk about the group of people that you're a part of? Sometimes that word gets that. When I said what I did before, I wasn't being disrespectful. It just is that word is a buzzword. People talk about the community of this and the community of that. And so it's lost its impact. When I was a kid, community meant the town that you lived in or the area that you lived in. So is it that or is it broader in terms of the scope of who's benefiting here or who's participating?
For me, the word community gains its impact whenever you're talking about it to reach a group of people. So primarily 90% of our business is conducted here, right here on Cheyenne River, selling to my fellow tribal members. Mm-hmm. We have a 3.2 million acre reservation that spans across Dewey and Zeebot County. And so we have a very large footprint in the agricultural industry is a vibrant economy here locally, but we don't have access to the local foods. So when I got into ranching and I realized how heartbreaking it was to raise up a calf crop and then sell them at the sale barn and never know where they're going to be or who they're going to feed or if they're going to feed someone, that was kind of when the wheels of DX Beef started turning and we figured out a way to direct market that product.
That's not unusual in the sense that if you bring – that's the problem, and maybe a sidebar issue here is the current situation with that big Brazilian company which supplies so much of the world's beef that has had itself under cyber attack and what that does to the business in general. And there certainly is a ripple effect back to you, or is there? Are you isolated so that stuff like that, the prices that – people are paying in general. That sort of speaks to what you were saying. You know, a lot of times people, when they bring their animals to be sold and slaughtered, or I mean, here's whether it's beef or chicken, maybe even the milk that comes from the cows. People don't know where it's going. So it's not unusual, really, is it?
I would say no, it's not unusual. Unfortunately, what is unusual for most general consumers across the country is to know where their product's coming from. And I really truly believe that the quickest way to healing our food system and our community's health and well-being is to reconnect our farmers and ranchers with the consumers. I know we continue to see increasing rates of farmer and rancher suicide, and I think that that's directly linked to not being able to have the bountiful experience of being humbled by feeding your community. And if you don't get that experience, then what makes all of the late nights and the cold winters and the cattle prices worth it?
Well, when you get down to the brass tacks, that's part of it for sure. But those of us who have been around for a long time, who've seen how the government co-ops prices and gets into bed with the big ag businesses and puts people like you and me out of business in a deliberate way. They'll say, you know, on one hand, they're going to give you some money to help you survive. And on the other hand, the money doesn't go to you. It goes to somebody who doesn't deserve it. And then that's the same with how prices are established. A whole can of worms that I kind of want to get into and see how you get around it. I hope you are anyway. Kelsey Scott is here from DX Beef. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
DQ presents Picture This. Picture the Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard. You see two iconic treats blending together in a mesmerizing swirl of pieces of Thin Mints cookies. Cool Mint and world-famous DQ Soft Serve. You smile the biggest smile you've ever smiled. It's a double smile because your two favorites, DQ and Girl Scout Thin Mints, are together in one delicious treat. And the only reason you stop smiling is so you can start eating. The Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard. Exclusively at DQ. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is calling on all Americans to help the country get to the goal of 70% of adults receiving at least one dose of COVID vaccine. In remarks on Wednesday, the president declared June a month of action in a push to get to his 70% goal by Independence Day. He also touted the social progress being made by millions of fully vaccinated people.
And now, tens of millions of Americans have been vaccinated. They're able to return to closer to normal life. Fully vaccinated people are safely shredding their masks and greeting one another with a smile. Grandparents are hugging their grandkids again. Small business owners are reopening storefronts and restaurants because of the vaccination strategy.
The latest data from the CDC says that about 62% of adults have received at least one shot, with 12 states having already reached the president's goal of 70%. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has issued a disaster declaration along the Texas-Mexico border in response to the continued surge of illegal immigrant crossings. The governor's declaration in 34 Texas counties authorizes more state resources to assist law enforcement in those affected areas. Governor Abbott said in a statement that he was making the move to confront the border crisis in the absence of federal action and to protect Texans. Former Acting ICE Director Tom Homan says the governor's declaration is needed. He tells Fox News that the situation on the border is a national security risk.
His troopers have seized a record amount of fentanyl, and fentanyl spreads over this country. It killed over 64,000 Americans during the last crisis on the border. The criminal cartels control the Mexican-U.S. border, and Joe Biden administration handed it to them. They use this humanitarian crisis. They'll push hundreds of family groups to one area, tie all the Border Patrol agents up, so they move their fentanyl, their gang members, to unprotected areas, which creates a national security crisis. Not counting how many people on the FBI watch list have gotten in successfully that we didn't arrest. It's a severe national security crisis.
And legendary basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski plans to retire as Duke University's men's coach at the end of the 2021-22 season. Stadium First reporting on the coach's plans. Krzyzewski is the winningest coach in Division I men's basketball, winning 5 national championships in his 41 seasons at Duke. Only UCLA's John Wooden has won more titles. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Second half hour now on this week's American Family Farmer Show, with a spotlight on Kelsey Scott from DX Beef. I made the reservation comment. I'm not sure that that's accurate. Most of the land, however, that you're using is part of the Bureau of Land Management. Is it not, or am I mistaken?
No, we're Bureau of Indian Affairs. We're Cheyenne River Sioux Tribal Lands here.
So I made mention of this cyber attack. What's your view on one company having this much control? It sort of speaks to what you were talking about earlier. Nobody knows from nothing about where it goes and where it comes from. So most of the meat markets here have been shut down just because of this one thing. So could that help your business? People could wake up to, okay, we've got this local beef. Let's get that. Let's pay attention to where the beef comes from. Is this helpful or is this harmful? What's going on with this cyber attack?
Yeah, well, I'm really fortunate to have a phenomenal customer base here on Cheyenne River. They value and appreciate the quality and, quite frankly, the content of what's in my beef. When they buy from me, they know that they're getting, you know, beef that was born and raised here on Cheyenne River and processed locally at Brock's Butcher Block in Oneida, South Dakota. And so they value and appreciate not only the nutrient content, but the content of the story that beef is creating. And we really believe prominently in reconnecting our consumers with our food source here on Cheyenne River. And so, you know, when you ask about the cyber attack, I think probably the only thing that I really think about is, man, I should double check and make sure all my orders are processing fine on my end of the web, on my website. But so I try not to focus too much on what's beyond my control. Definitely stay informed and to help educate those that, quite frankly, have the best way of voting, and that's with their food dollar. I mean, they can keep that food dollar local in the local economy, and instead of a farmer or rancher getting 14 cents of the food dollar, they get a larger share of that, and they're able to feed their family with that or reinvest in further enhancing their land resource with every sale that they make.
That's another hot button of mine. What the farmer gets out of what he or she is growing and or producing, this is, again, bad government policy. And maybe, I don't know, how much play does the government have in what you're doing in terms of being inspecting and being involved? Do you find them around? You know, many of us are so sick of the government and people coming around that really don't know what the hell they're talking about, trying to tell us how to do things that we know how to do through our own education, through our experience over decades, that sort of stuff. So do you have that same sort of antagonism with government, or do you get along okay with local and state governments there?
Well, you're talking to a Native American rancher here who didn't ever really have a choice but to try to get along with the federal government historically. So
yeah.
I do the best that I can to navigate the programs. I think that the programs, sometimes when they're developed, the intent of reaching and truly impactfully reaching the farmer and rancher gets lost from step A to step T when it's finally deployed out there on the landscape. But
right.
I believe passionately in advocating for the need for more relevant and realistic and relatable programs from our federal government to support our farmers and ranchers. And, you know, just general outreach and advocacy to farmers and ranchers, too. I work for the Intertribal Agriculture Council as their director of program, and we're a national 501c3 nonprofit organization that has been focused since 1987 on promoting Indian resources for the benefit of Indian people. And often that is simply connecting farmers and ranchers with USDA programs that they have historically been void of being able to participate in. And so I think that there's so much to be done currently within the current programs that are available. If we can figure out how to better translate what those programs were intended for to what the needs of the landscape and the producers are.
How do you do that? Do you have an example of how you, through that group that you just described, how they have been successful in trying to get what you get the end results that you're talking about?
Yeah, for sure. So here on Cheyenne River, I'll use as an example, our leasing arrangement is on a 5-year reallocation process. So every 5 years, you have to basically, throughout the 5-year span, be able to justify and prove that you're within the compliance of the grazing ordinance. And if you are, you automatically get to be able to continue the stewardship of that landscape and keep your business there on that land base. That doesn't mean that I'm the owner of the land, but I basically have access to a long-term lease on the landscape. Depending on the timing of the year, if I were to walk into the NRCS office to ask for an environmental quality incentives program contract to be able to enhance the conservation infrastructure on my landscape, if I can't justify or prove that I'm the owner and operator of the land, I may not qualify for being able to get access to the cost share programs that are available for conservation implementation through that
program.
All right,
program. But where the rubber hits the road, though, Kelsey, is it fair, the treatment? And do you even need it? If you're doing well, it would seem that the idea here, what I promote anyway, is to get away from government to try to make your business self-sufficient in every way so that you don't have to worry about resources that you really can't control. Somebody in Washington is deciding whether you fit in a county that is economically deprived or not. I mean, what do they know about my business? It just becomes cookie cutter stuff. And then we become too dependent. We become dependent on the money that we're getting that isn't part of what we've earned. You've earned you sell your product for a price and you've earned that price. And it isn't set by somebody sitting in an office somewhere. And that's the problem with the dairy industry. You know, way too often most people that sell into the pool are being told what they're going to get paid, no matter what it costs them to do it. in your circumstance, it looks to me anyway, like you can control the product from its birth through its growth, through its finishing or dressing off to the price of it, and actually you can control who buys it. It's kind of heady stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, well, and I think, you know, probably where I differ from some businesses that are in this space is I do control all of that stuff within functioning to, you know, accommodate getting state inspected and making sure I'm in compliance with South Dakota Department of Health. But quite frankly, my control on the price is how affordably can I get this to my local community? Because the people are the ones that I'm most excited about being able to provide a healthy food source for. It's not just about the bottom line of the business. It's about the bottom line of my community's health. And how do I help to address the food insecurity that exists? How do I make sure that we start feeding our kids healthier beef or healthier meat of any kind, quite frankly, rather than what they're getting currently in the school system?
Meat that comes from, in many circumstances, back to what you were saying before, you don't even know where it comes from. There's so much beef coming into this country from Chile and Brazil and South America in general, and isn't even labeled. The government has done a nice job, along with the big ag folks, of keeping sources of the location where the food comes from a secret. So you don't know when you're buying the beef where it actually comes from, unless they're buying it from you or somebody like you, where they can see the animals, they can see the farm. See, this is my big push. Everybody needs to, especially after the pandemic, everybody needs to find local sources for everything. Instead of, I mean, you go down the triple impact of this, losing sight of where the food comes from. We've lost sight of everything in our country. All the stuff that's made in China, we don't have, you know, the jobs. It's a whole can of worms, and I'm sure you're affected by it. So we got a few more minutes here. I want to talk about size and how that matters and what we, you know, I want to have you describe kind of the numbers, number of animals you're raising, that sort of thing for a moment or two as time allows. Product information about Calitrin now, the weight loss formula that's all natural. You get a 30-day supply in every bottle, so you get a 3-month supply free when you buy 3 months. That's the cool thing. Well, not really the coolest thing. Coolest thing is that it works. How about a round of applause for something that actually works? That's what Calitrin has, a working reputation for 24 years of helping now millions of people not only lose the weight, but more importantly, keep it off. And the natural way of doing that is really very cool. I won't talk about anything on the programs that I do unless it's all natural, unless it conforms to, I guess, the way I live my life. I don't want drugs. I don't want stimulants. I don't want caffeine. I don't want any of that stuff in my body. So I don't drink coffee, don't drink liquor, don't do any bad things. You know, but I still put on a few pounds. I guess I do bad things. I eat ice cream and cake, and that puts on a few pounds here and there. So I choose Calitrin to help me keep it off. Check it out. Go to toploss.com. That's their website. You can read all about the success, the information about the formula, the story about the people who put it all together. Fabulous American story. This is all, by the way, an American product, FDA approved. Check it out. Get healthy the right way with Calitrin, the natural weight loss formula. It's at toploss.com, where you check out for the 3-month free supply and free shipping. Use the code DJV.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Back to Kelsey Scott from DX Beef out in the South Dakota territory. You have, I guess the size thing is important. You're a young person getting started here. How many animals do you raise a year? What do you put through?
Yeah, I have a really unique situation where the generation prior to me on this ranch was very welcoming when I came home from college and with my grass nerd degree, as they call it.
Grass nerd degree?
They allowed me to jump right into making some management shifts or you know, explaining to them why I thought we should do things the way we are now doing them. And learned right alongside me. We run, around 250 head of cows, reproducing cows.
You have the Angus. What sort of what breed do you have?
We primarily have an Angus base to our herd, but we definitely have some hybrid vigor with some actually Brangus influence. We've got a couple of Corianni Longhorn influence cattle out there. Yeah. My husband is very very much a believer in the Salier genetics, so we've got a little bit of everything, and our focus, rather than the particular breed that we can ascribe to, is does the animal match our environment? Is the animal needing an excessive amount of input to be able to get through our harsh winters, or do they come out of it fat as a tick, able to be able to raise a baby calf in May when we calve? So that's really what our focus on is kind of blending the genetics that we need to be able to grow healthy and happy cows here on Cheyenne River.
All right, so the $64 question in the moments we have remaining, where does this go? Where does this lead to? What's the future for you and the people who are supporting you and the people who are using your product?
Yeah, well, hopefully I can inspire others to jump in and to be able to feed their community as well. I've learned that the road in direct-to-consumer marketing is bumpy and you're going to run into hiccups, and I might as well be able to help people know how to put that seatbelt on so they don't whack their head on the windshield as they're driving down that road.
Right.
I also really look forward to figuring out ways that we can continue to compound on the beneficial impact that we've had here on this landscape and make it even better. You know, we're looking at this summer implementing more cross fences to be able to kind of better manage the grazing even further yet. When my grandpa was ranching here, we had four pastures across this landscape, and now we're closer to 18 permanent pastures. So the impact
grazing
and the rest
rotation
that we're able is really important. And looking forward to figuring out maybe if I can convince my family that maybe we need a few head of goats and maybe some hogs.
Sounds like blasphemy to me, but maybe you'd be kind of cool to spread your expertise. Good to have you here. Thanks for telling us your story, Kelsey. Continued success. Kelsey Scott from DX Beef. Check it out, dxbeef.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
It's harvest time in this little town. Time to bring it on in. Pay the loans down. Fill our diesel tank up.
It's 53 past the hour. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. The comments I have are focused on my cows and cows in general. Every cow is special. Don't forget about, as a matter of fact, speaking about special, the opportunity that you have to listen to all of the discussions, sort of sometimes in abbreviated form, because we have our podcast. Help yourself to the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, where we have a summation of a lot of the points that we make, helping family farmers to better their own existence, a lot of tips and a lot of things that tell the story of so many successful American family farms, so that you get ideas from them as to how to succeed on your own. Not a bad gig under the circumstances. Now, let me tell you about the experience that I've had the last couple of weeks. As many of you know, as you listen to me, the website for my farm, Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, gives you sort of an overview of what a New England dairy farm. Now, I'm raising heifers, and I have had a hard problem in the last couple of years. I'm a Jersey guy. I want to raise Jerseys. I want to have them bred and go on. I actually want to go back to milking. I haven't for 5 or 6 years, but I want to get the barn back to where it was and do it in the traditional way. I mean, a lot of people, I went to a farm yesterday that has robotic milkers. I've never seen them. I have never seen a robotic milker work. And so this farm has an exclusive registered Jersey herd. They've been there for hundreds of years on this land. It's a magnificent place in Western Mass called Highlawn Farm. And so I wanted to mix some of their cattle into my herd. And so we talked about pregnancy checks and hoof health and all kinds of things as to how they apply there. There are 4 young people who are running this farm, and they don't even have milkers because, again, the robotic milker takes care of that. I find the cows, it's kind of like they're living on happy acres. They determine what they're going to eat, how much they're eating, and they determine when they're going to milk. Most cows are milked 3 times a day, but it's their choice. I mean, it's the most bizarre thing But yet I can see how it works. And these youngsters that are late 20s, early 30s that run the farm have the methods they have, the computerized records, the way it's all, it's kind of all automated. I mean, you can't automate feeding them or taking care of the equipment or taking care of the buildings and stuff. But to see these cows and how happy they are. I mean, that's really my goal, is to have happy cows. And when you look at these disgusting, horrible places that have thousands of cows, that's not dairying, that's not farming, that's a factory. And these people on this farm, I actually went to two different farms. I went to an Amish farm earlier in the week and picked up some heifer calves up there. And I had a great conversation with this Amish farmer who brought me through the history of his land, through his family and stuff. He's had it in the family for a long time. And really how the animals are being treated. You know, they are out to pasture. He's got hundreds of acres of pasture. He's an organic farmer, which appeals to me. It just is kind of the way it felt. It brought me back to my roots. I felt good about visiting both of these farms. And many times in my experiences, perhaps in yours, you go to the farms of today and it's either they're so depressed, the buildings are falling down and, you know, they can't make any money. Their attitudes are horrible, or there are people who have been able to survive, and hopefully without government money. And so that's what's going on now. This guy who was on the organic farm in upstate New York is getting $41 a hundredweight for milk that everybody else is putting the stuff in. Granted, it's organic, so it's worth a little more. But there's a pool here of about a dozen farms. They're all Amish, and they all work together. They milk the cows, produce the milk, and market it, and they're getting average $41 a hundredweight. God love them. That's what we all should be getting. That's what it's worth to take care of cows, do it the right way, feed them the right way, and get a product that actually is good for you instead of the crap that most people buy in the store. Hopefully, if you're into the dairy business, you're selling the milk on your farm if you can possibly make that work. That's the best thing. But I was enlightened, and I was heartened by my experience. These special cows, and cows, they're sacred to me. They're special because they are close to the earth and close to the people who are managing them, which is, again, the antithesis of what's going on these big factory farms. So I felt good, and I wanted to have you know that. I feel good understanding that every cow that I come across is very special. Those are my thoughts. I'm Doug Steffen. It's the American Family Farmer. It's our
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on,
and...
lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.